In order to understand what's about to happen, what I'm about to tell you is, I think, what the commentaries mean. And it took me many years to understand what's going on in this parsha. And I didn't see it spelled out exactly here, but I'll give you the background, and then I think the story will make a lot of sense. The leaders of Israel had two options for wives. Boaz is a leader. Rambam writes that the leaders of Israel could have a wife or a pilegesh.
Pilegesh?
Pilegesh is what they call in English a concubine.
No.
It's a woman that they agree, we're going to be together, but he doesn't write for her a ksuba. Okay. They don't get married with a chuppah. So we find throughout Tanakh, David had pilegshim, David had concubines. If Boaz had 60 kids, then Boaz had more than one wife. That means he probably had pilegshim, as it is indicated in Shoftim. So Naomi says to Ruth, I don't know if he wants you as a wife, but it's in your interest to be with him, whether you're going to be a wife or a pilegesh. You go there tonight. He's going to make a choice tonight. Either he will decide that he's not waiting and you're going to be his pilegesh, and that's in your interest. Avraham Avinu took Hagar as a pilegesh, right? Mm-hmm. And from that came Yishmael and whole nations. Big people, there were those who wanted to connect them, they became their pilegshim. You see that Timna wanted to join Avram Avinu's family, even as a pilegesh. Avram refused. She ended up marrying Esav as a pilegesh. So historically, there were many women who said, if I want to connect to that giant, he might not agree to take me as a wife, but maybe he'll agree to take me as a pilegesh. And so they didn't always go with the higher ante, do you want to marry me? Sometimes it was in their interest to say, maybe you want me as a pilegesh. And so I think that what was going on here was that Naomi was saying to Ruth, I know he told you that they ruled that you're kosher to marry into the Jewish people, but it might be against his interest to have you as a wife. It could be he still plans on marrying someone else, but it could be that as a pilegesh he'll take you. At the end of the day, there are many reasons why he wouldn't want to marry you. But maybe, yeah, I don't know. Let's not go for the top rung and lose everything. Let's try in the basic rung. You show up and see what he wants. Boaz tells her, we're not doing anything. You're going to be my wife. If that's what you want, you're my wife. I'm not taking you as a pilegesh. But what was Naomi and Ruth thinking? They're pious, modest people. I think that that's what they were thinking. When Naomi told Ruth, you go there, and after he finishes eating, you reveal yourself, and then let him see and decide what he wants. Perhaps there was also an element where Naomi said, you know, he's a widow, he's alone, you're going to show up at night, he might be interested. Wait and see. Maybe he'll tell himself, yeah, I'm interested. And the Chazal tell us that Naomi had prophetic vision, the knowledge that this had to happen, this shidduch. But maybe she didn't know which way it was supposed to happen. It was a very illogical shidduch. Ruth is 14, 15 years old. Boaz is 400 years old. Why would he want to marry her? It's a bad idea. When there's a mitzvah of yibum, the pasuk says, notenim lo eitza hahogenet lo. The pasuk says that we give him the good counsel. When a person comes to yibum, we give him the counsel that's fitting for him. Well, the Gemara says, what's the counsel that's fitting for him? We tell the guy, if his brother died without kids, if the wife, his sister-in-law, is much younger or much older than him, we tell him, don't do the mitzvah of yibum. It says, part of the job of the Sanhedrin is to tell the guy good advice. And sometimes the good advice is, there's too much of an age gap. Don't do it. It's a bad idea. The Gemara says if she's young and he's old, she's going to be energetic and want to do all kinds of things, and he's going to be like, leave me alone. Right? It's not going to work. And the same the other way around. So there has to be, they have to be at the same level in life. It's recommended. That's good advice. So you don't take a 400-year-old Boaz and put him with a 25-year-old or 15-year-old Ruth. That's not a logical shidduch. Ah, but if she's interested and if she's determined, then Boaz might agree. At least there's a pilegish if he has plans to get remarried. And Boaz does. And the fact of the matter is, had they waited one more day, nothing would have happened. Boaz dies a day later. They have one night to be together. Why does he die a day later? Because in heaven, when he was born, it was decreed that he would die on that day. But no one knew that. It wasn't like he was deathly ill. Noam, he says, now's the time, let's try.
Maybe he was too old already, because he means 400 leading for 400 years.
Right? But you see, he impregnated her. From that one night came David HaMelech and the Mashiach.
There's the blessing that he gave to David. That is what.
Yeah, Chazal say the blessing is what did it. Which blessing we'll still see. So this is the pshat, I think, of what's going on here.